Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fabulous July day. It is the 8th of July. And in this part of the world, it's summer. So it's quite nice to be in summer, right? This is when stuff gets to be paused a little bit. Maybe you take a little summer vacation, you get a little slowdown time, you get to chill a little bit. Is there a part of you that is thinking that, well, there's that part that's like, you should be doing something. But there's a part that says, why should you be doing something? Maybe that part is saying you should be doing something because you haven't got something else done. You know, you're behind schedule. And I was thinking about this recently. It's like, I'm behind. You're behind what? What are you exactly behind in? Are you behind in life? And if you really think about that, can you be behind in life? It's the whole concept. We're going to talk about this today. The whole concept is crazy. So yes, today we're talking about this myth of being behind. And by the way, I'm Heather. This is the Illuminate Your Worth podcast, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And you can always come to the chat room. Go to the inspiredchoicesnetwork.com and just put your name in and come into the chat room. And you can talk to Dana and I because we're hanging out over here. And we're talking about feeling behind in life. And so many people I talk to feel like they're behind. And the question comes, behind what? What are you behind? I mean, you can only be behind something that you're measuring against, right? So if you're just like, oh, this is today, I'm here. It's July the 8th. Yep, this is a day. It's just July 8th. Think it's behind schedule? No, it arrives exactly when it's supposed to arrive. So if we feel like we're behind something, you're comparing it to something else. So you're measuring your timeline that you're on, whatever it is, against someone or something. Maybe you inherited some idea of where you should be at this point. Maybe you imagined that you would be somewhere. Maybe you planned to be somewhere and you feel behind. Plans can change. Stories can change, right? So it's just a comparison. So if you say to yourself, I should be further ahead by now, I want you to really pause for a minute and think about that. Like, I should be further ahead by now in your career, in some kind of fitness goal that you had, in some kind of relationship idea that you would be in. Maybe you figured I would be in a home with a garden and a white picket fence by now, or I would have more money by now, or if you own your business, my business should be more successful by now, or if you're injured, oh my goodness, I have stories coming through my head. Maybe if you're injured or if you've had some kind of illness, you think you should be better already, right? There's all these ways that we look at things, and humans are designed for comparison. Like, let's be clear. That's pretty much how we survive, right? How we have survived evolutionary-wise. It doesn't always serve us. So if I ate something one time, like a red berry, and it made me ill, when I see red berries again, I'm gonna, is that like the other one that I ate? And is that gonna make me sick again? Or when I went swimming in that kind of water one time, this kind of animal came out to get me. Is this water similar? So comparison is how we kind of go through life, right? But it's not meant to be a stick to hit yourself with, right? I remember this a couple of years ago, I had a client and she wasn't even 30 yet. She had finished her education and She had a career that she wanted to go into. And she had taken some time off to kind of get herself organized and get herself together. And she wanted to go in again. And we were having a conversation one day, and she was telling me how far behind she was in life. She wasn't even 30, and she was convinced she was behind because she had evidence. Some of her friends were already successful in the industry. You will be able to always find evidence of someone who is achieving whatever it is that you want, and they're ahead of you. Big deal. That's them. You are you. I mean, seriously, how can you think that you are behind in life at that age and that you're already failing? And that is an example of what goes on in people's lives, right? People walk around with this idea that they're behind. Like when we talk about behind, it sounds like a location. It sounds like everyone else is on the racetrack and I'm just over putting on my running shoes. So it's like, this is not a race. This isn't a race to see who can get wherever it is faster. Because what's the point of getting there faster? There's no universal timeline that everyone is on. There's no, cosmos attendance sheet. Yep, you were late. Yep, you were late. You should have had your life sorted out by this point. X marks. You get an X. You don't get a gold star. So, and it's not just a mindset issue, right? It's like this idea that you're behind can carry shame with it. Because you're convinced that people are judging you. It could carry resentment with it because you're angry that everyone is doing so well and why aren't you? Or maybe like this client that I had, she thought she'd missed her chance. She wasn't even 30. And I will fully admit, I could not convince her otherwise. I could not convince her otherwise. So, we still worked towards her goals, but she was carrying that burden with her. And she might, and she probably still is. So, when you're behind, you got to think of like, what are you comparing yourself to? What are you behind? Are you behind a timeline that you set for yourself? That means that you can change it. You're the one who set your own agenda. Are you behind a person you're comparing yourself to? Don't compare yourself to that person. That's that person. You are you. The only person that you really need to worry about is you. So feeling behind is one of those like sneaky thoughts that looks like the truth, but really it's just comparison. So we're going to talk about this a lot. So when you're looking at, and it does feel convincing, like think about this. Someone else got married before you did, and you really wanted to be married. Okay. But that's them. You don't know if their marriage is happy. You don't know if their marriage is sad. Maybe their marriage looks perfect, but you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. Maybe someone else bought the dream house that you wanted before you bought your dream house. You don't know if your dream house is maybe around the corner waiting for you. You don't know if there's a bigger plan for you. You don't know if they've put themselves into underwater, like gonna go into bankruptcy because they got the house. Maybe you want to leave your job and someone else quit. Oh my God, they quit. I didn't quit yet. Oh my God, I'm behind schedule. On. And healing is interesting because we have these amazing bodies. And they do amazing things. They can heal really, really well given the right circumstances and the right nutrients and the right conditions and all of the things that can happen when you're healing. Yet, it's still going to take some time. I have a friend recently who just had open heart surgery, triple bypass. She's 4 months out. And I can tell she's frustrated with how slow her progress is. They cracked your chest open. They worked on your heart. You were sick for a long time before that. You got to give your body some love and let it heal. Yes, look after it. Let it heal, you know. And we always know someone who did better than us, or someone knows somebody who's like, oh, yeah, my friend had, a knee replacement and they were up running a marathon in 2 months. That's not normal, right? Comparison, when we're doing comparison and we're doing it to ourselves, it's very selective what we do to ourselves. So it'll carry ourselves, our comparison muscles will find all of the evidence that tells us that we are behind schedule. It ignores, like they said, the full context of what's going on. It ignores the cost of what's happening to that person to have that thing that you want, and the timing and the trade-offs they made and the support systems they put into place or had in place, or the struggles that they might be having. And that other person's life isn't your assignment to complete. Your life is your assignment to complete, right? So things can look amazing on the outside, but not be amazing on the inside for everyone, not just you. So if you're wondering if you're doing something wrong, you're not. You're normal. You're completely normal. And I would love if you gave yourself some grace, gave yourself a break, and made your timeline fit you. Very interesting. I wrote an article actually yesterday on Substack, and it was the myth of well, what's it called? The myth. What was it called? La 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 about you're not lacking in discipline or consistency. And it was actually based on last week's podcast about this idea that, we have no discipline because, and we're failing because we can't be consistent. Yeah, you can be consistent. You can be consistently you. This is what will help you, being consistently you. So if you feel behind and like you're missing out on things, there's life ahead of you. You're not missing anything. Enjoy where you are now. So maybe you inherited your timeline, right? This is a weird, invisible comparison. I have an ex-husband who we met when we were in our late 20s. And he had a 5-year plan. He was a corporate ladder climber. He was going to go places. And he informed me that he was going to be a vice president by 35. I'm like, okay, great. I didn't have interest in any of that. And I also never made 5 year, I still don't make 5-year plans. I'm lucky if I can make a 5-minute plan, right? So I've always been kind of the go with the flow by the seat of my pants kind of person. As organized as I am, believe it or not, I'm organized loosely. But he was very determined. And when he was not hitting his personal targets, it made him so angry. Angry, angry. And did he inherit that timeline? Did he take that timeline on because he felt like that was the way that he was going to prove his worth? Did he take that on because of something that he was exposed to or learned? There's many ways these things come in. And it showed up in unhealthy ways for him because I was getting promoted. This was back when I was a CPA and I was in corporate office and I was getting promoted. And I think it made it worse that I wasn't interested in being promoted. I didn't want more work in exchange for less life. Money is not a fair exchange for the amount of time that was going on for me, for some people, but for me, that wasn't what I wanted. And that made this is part of the reason we're no longer together. That just made him more unhappy, more and more unhappy because he wasn't achieving these personal targets that he had set for himself, and he was behind, and other people were achieving it faster than he was. Worse, it was his wife. Right. So there are so many ways we take on this idea that we are behind schedule. And I want to bust that out of your thinking today. But first, da-da-da, we're going to go on a quick break because I'm paying attention today, Dana. If you were here last week, you know I was just yakking away. So we're going to go on a quick break. While we're on our break, you would be well served to pop over and give a 5-star review to the podcast. Send some hearts, send some love, share it with a friend, like and subscribe, all those things that we do. This is Heather on Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Aspired Choices Network, and we will be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
You know, thriving, we look for this thriving life. We look for freedom and ease and flow and peace and love and joy. And then we give ourselves a hard time. I should be there by now. Really? And it's so fascinating. I do it too. Come on, let's be serious. I'm not saying that I don't do this. The reason that I notice these things that I talk about with you, my friend, is because I do them myself. And I sit there and I watch myself. I'm like, well, look at you, honey. You're trying so hard. Let's talk about this. So this timeline of being behind, right? And it's not like someone has chart, maybe the universe charted out where you'll be. And then you charted out, actually, I want to get there faster. And the universe is like, nope, you're going to get there when you're ready to get there. And you can't get somewhere before you're ready. You know, I used to run races back in the day. I don't even run for the bus these days. But I used to run regularly, and I started with 5K. I did run marathons. Would I have started with a marathon? No. No, no, no. I was not ready for a marathon. I had to go through the learnings of all the different races. I started 5, 8, I think I did 10, and then 15, and you gradually work yourself up. There's lessons every step of the way, right? So if you have this idea that by this age you should know what you're doing, what does that mean? I've reinvented myself about 4 times now, and I don't think, so I will turn 60 this year, for those of you who are interested in, how old is that girl? I will turn 60 this year, and I don't think that I should have it all figured out yet. In fact, if I have it all figured out, there's nothing left to figure out. How boring would that be? If you have this idea that you should be, at this age, you should be married. Okay, Do you know how many marriages fail? Because they had this idea that they had to be married by a specific date so that they got married to whoever they were with at the time. That's your marriage, who you choose to have your life with isn't dependent on a specific timeline. Or maybe you think by this age I should own property, own my own house, be established. Are you comparing yourself to your parents or your grandparents or friends even? I mean, everybody has different circumstances and a different path in their life. It's also a very different time than it was. My parents owned their first house in their whenever my mom was 20 when they had their first house. Really, I don't know very many 20-year-olds right now who one would want a house because it ties you down. I'm talking about the new generation, right? They don't want to be tied down. They don't even want to be tied down to a career. So, being tied down to a house, do these things that you have a timeline on, real, imagined, whatever it is, do think about the deeper message here. Do these things indicate your value, your importance, your worth, your success? You know, I have a friend who she actually said it to me yesterday. She's 67, I think. I thought I would have already had this, you know, I thought I was finished and I had finally gotten to a place. I said, well, if you're finished, you're finished. Even if you feel stable and established in somewhere in your life, life happens and it's never going to stay the same. So you can't ever feel like, okay, I'm done, I've arrived, unless you're in your coffin, right? I've heard people say, by this age, I should not be starting over. Why not? Starting over is actually kind of fun. Right? Now, I know that's just me. That's my personality. But it's absurd that we give ourselves such a hard time. I've even heard people say they should be more grateful for what they have and they should stop wanting more. Go read my article on Substack about gratefulness, you know, toxic gratitude. Because seriously, you're allowed to be grateful for what you want, what you have, and still want more. Still want more. It's not wrong. So sometimes that feeling that you're behind is you providing yourself proof that you are not good enough. Right? It's not proof that you're late. Being behind, you feeling like you're behind is not proving that you are late. It's proving that you are noticing, maybe, that you're following directions from someone else. This is your chance to say, hold on. I just heard myself say I was late. Am I really late? You can stop, you can pause and have that idea. So the real damage is that you're turning your timing that you think that you've inherited or put onto yourself and into a character flaw. And you're saying that your path is wrong. Your path can never be wrong. Your path in life can never be wrong. You can feel like you made a wrong turn, but maybe that detour that you think was a wrong turn was to give you something that you needed for your ultimate direction, right? Maybe you feel like your life has been put on pause. There could be a really good reason for that. I feel like my life has been put on pause for really seriously, my life has been paused for over a year. And you know, I'm working away, I'm doing the things. I'm like, why does it feel like nothing is happening? Except things are happening. This is what's hilarious. I just got the stats for this podcast. And Dana, let's throw out some confetti. I just hit 76,000 downloads. I'm like, what? There's people listening? By the way, I love you guys. But your the uncertainty that you have about what's going on is giving you evidence that you're not capable of this life that you have. You're failing. Oh my God. And it turns your unique self and the unique path that you are on and the unique lessons that you are here to learn and share and the unique thing that you are here to do as something to be apologized for. Because you have said, well, I'm supposed to be on that racetrack over there, but first remember it's not a race, but your road is this road, not that road. Stick to your own damn road, right? And social media will give you so many chances to make yourself look bad. So many chances. I mean, I was scrolling this morning. I do a lot of things before I open social media, but I do go in and I check in case somebody has left me a message. A lot of the time, it's like, got to make sure no one's left me a message. Did someone leave a comment? Do I need to say hi to somebody? So when you're comparing yourself, so and social media is perfect. Like it's the amplification of comparison. I feel like Instagram is social media, comparison on crack. But people have curated that. Even the ones that say unfiltered, it's still planned. You can't help it. It just is. So comparison is not looking, comparison is not just looking around at what else is going on, but it's you using that as something that is going to show you where you're failing. Right? So when you are comparing, that's stopping you from creating your life. When you're looking at what someone else is achieving, that's stopping you from looking at what you are here to achieve. When you're not listening to your inner voice, when you're not resting, and when you're not choosing yourself, or when you're not saying, what do I actually want? Then you're performing, it's like you're auditing everyone else's life instead of looking at your own. And that's a terrible waste of a life. That's a terrible way to punish yourself. Your poor little nervous system is like on alert all the time for how you are not as good as the person next to you, right? Give your little nervous system a break. It's doing its best and it's trying. What's interesting is your nervous system is actually trying to keep you in your own lane. It's like, here, look at all this stuff. Look at all this stuff that we've learned. Look at all this stuff we're going to do. Look at all these exciting adventures we're going to go on together. And you're like, but I wanted the lobster. Looking at somebody else's plate in the restaurant, right? Oh, I have this beautiful meal in front of me, but I wanted that one over there. It's like you're a 5-year-old. This is no way to be, right? And sometimes you're just sad because you had this idea and you were excited and you had a plan and life came out a little differently than you planned. So maybe you've got a little grief for the life that you had planned out and you haven't achieved it. That's a real feeling. It's not uncommon. So it's okay. It's okay to give yourself a pause and say, I'm sad that I don't have the life that I wanted right now. It's okay. And then look at what the life is that's trying to create, that's trying to be created for you. Maybe it's even better. Probably is. Just gonna say it. Make room for some real life. Make room for some real setbacks. Make room for all the delays that are going to happen. Like, come on. It's like, I just feel like I've been bumping up against, I feel like I've been in, those bouncy caves? Oh my God. Oh my God. I got to go find a circus now or one of those fairs, those like local fairs that have the bouncy castles. I feel relaxed like here. I've been in a bouncy castle. Boom, boom. You get on your feet and someone jumps and you fall over. I've been in the bouncy castle of life. And no, not every day has had Heather happy, but a lot of the times I'll stop and have a laugh because I look around at my life. I go, you know, really, my life is really freaking amazing. And even though I'm in the bouncy castle, and every time I try to take a step forward, it bounces me around sideways and backwards, and then I fall over. It's okay because maybe I meet somebody when I fall down who helps me get up. Right? Or maybe I get bounced in a direction that I wasn't expecting, and that's kind of fun too. So bouncy castle life. Oh my God, I gotta do something with that one. So we're gonna go on another quick break, and we're gonna talk some more about how to unhook ourselves from somebody else's life and hook ourselves into our own. How's that for a deal? So while we're on our break, you could, if you didn't get time to give the 5-star review, you could pop over and do that now, or head over to Substack, Heather Stewart Coaching, and you can read all of my thoughts laid out every week for you to look at. I am Heather. This is the Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Okay, so I admit it. I was just on my phone looking at something, and I didn't plan this for the podcast, but it's so fascinating. We're talking about comparison, right? We're talking about how social media has really amped up this idea that we're behind schedule. We are behind everybody else. We're losing the race. And this post that I just saw says what Orwell, and if you ever read 1984, I had to read it in 1984, which I thought was kind of funny. George Orwell wrote 1984 about some dystopian future. And what Orwell failed to predict was that we would actually buy the cameras ourselves, and that our biggest fear would be that nobody was watching. So in that book, everybody was monitored in their homes at all times to make sure that you weren't being the rebel and falling out of line, right? Gosh. So you're not allowed there. They're comparing you against, here's the standard. There is no behind there because they dictate your life for you. So stop comparing yourself, right? This is what's happening right now. So if you are, and I know you're, it's, I still compare myself, but let's think about this. If you keep yourself stuck in that feeling of being behind, whatever it is that you're behind in, then you're just keeping yourself stuck in your life, right? So think about this. And So I don't want to blame you for the ways that your life is right now. Like, this is not a blame game. This is not being hard on yourself. We're already really good at that. And life is complicated, and unfair things happen, and things are tiring. I get it. But I want you to see where you might accidentally be keeping yourself in this pattern that you want to leave. So, if you are always checking someone else's timeline against your own, you're going to be stuck in that always behind, because you're going to automatically pick the people who are ahead of you. A shift there can be to be really happy for that person that they have achieved this thing, and an inspiration to see what's possible. Right? So if you use another way, if you use comparison to make a choice to or to avoid making a choice, sorry, so you don't have to, you keep yourself busy and feel behind, and then you don't have to ask what you want to choose. So if you are constantly racing and running in the hustle, 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 you don't ever have that pause long enough to choose intentionally something different. If you keep measuring your life against an outdated dream that you had, at one point I was convinced I was going to do an Ironman at the age of 40. Yeah, I decided that. I decided I didn't want to do that. I ran a few marathons. And then when I crossed the finish line of my last marathon, I said, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. It actually was as simple as that. I just said, no, I'm done. And I took the Ironman off of my schedule. There are people, some of my friends have done Ironman. And do I feel like I'm behind schedule because I didn't do one? No, because I don't want that anymore. So it's okay to take old plans and ideas and dreams and thank them, but you've changed your mind, right? If you are waiting to feel fully confident before you begin something, that is going to keep you stuck for years. Imagine if every parent on the planet waited till they were ready to have kids. There would be no people on the planet. I've never talked to a parent who felt like they were ready to have kids. They wanted them, they weren't ready. And you can't learn what it is to have kids till you have kids, from what I understand. So, if you've been gathering all this information on, you know, the thing that you want, gathering, I'm guilty of this, totally guilty of this. Another course, another book, let's listen to this podcast, let's make another plan. It's like analysis paralysis. You don't ever get anywhere. You can't figure it all out. Action is how you're going to figure it out. And clarity is not certainty. So let me just have a pause there. So you can be clear about what you want. Once you stop this comparison and you start looking at your own life and you get clear on what it is that you want, you can have full clarity and have no damn idea on how you're going to do it, or if you can do it. That's all right. Clarity will come by move. Like, clarity will come. Maybe you've got your clarity. Clarity comes through movement. Certainty wants you to like have it all in 5 minute intervals on how it's all going to work. That's not going to work out, right? Not even. I have a friend who plans her vacations in 15-minute blocks. And I had her agenda once for when I was going to Paris. I'm like, huh, I'm not, I actually just said thanks and put it away. I'm not doing that. I can't do my life that way. Because what if I wake up one day late? What if then I am going to be behind that particular schedule? What if I want to stay out late one night? What if I want an extra glass of wine one day? What if I don't want to go see that? I want to go see this. What if this one is closed? So life is going to keep do-do-do-do happening, right? So if you keep telling yourself the story that you should be further ahead, you keep reinforcing that identity of someone who's late instead of installing the, this is my goal, this is my path. It will unfold as it will unfold. Don't take this to mean, because this is something that happened with the people in The Secret. I'm visualizing. Okay, there has to be some action. There has to be some action. But intentional steps in a direction towards your personal goal are going to take you places that you probably can't even imagine. And maybe they're even better. Well, they're going to be better. They're going to be better than someone else's because they're meant for you. Maybe if you got that goal, that thing that you think that you're behind on, like the house with the white picket fence, maybe you'd get that, okay, I finally arrived. You know, I'm not behind anymore. I have my house with the white picket fence. And then you're like, I'm bored. This isn't actually what I want. How do I get out of here? Now it's a cage because you were following someone else's idea of what your dream was. So the story that you are behind is going to be completely familiar, I'm sure, but it doesn't mean that it's true. It just means that you've really practiced it really well, right? So being so don't make feeling behind be the enemy, right? Because sometimes it is useful information. So this, I know I'm going to counter myself a little bit here. So sometimes if you feel behind on something, it could be pointing you towards something that is actually for you, right? So this is where you have to do a little inner work, a little inner discernment, a little inner conversation. If you're behind because you're supposed to be VP at 35, maybe that was for you. Maybe that wasn't for you. Maybe that was installed. If you do want to say, write a book, if you do have a book inside you and you're feeling behind, it could be, yes, get on with it and write the book. So that feeling of being behind could be trying to push you to do that thing that you are meant to do. So there's a little seesaw going on there. So the feeling of being behind, even though I've been dissing on it all the whole podcast, the feeling of being behind isn't the problem. It's if there's shame attached to it, right? If it's the, I'm behind because that person is ahead of me. I'm behind because society has said I should have the house, the husband, the two kids, two, one and a half kids, or however many it is now, the dog, and the perfect life with perfect boobs and a perfect butt, right? Like, come on. That's not real. Do I know any of those people? I don't even know any of those people. But if there is something inside, if there is a real desire inside of you to do something, and there is, because there is going to be something inside of you that you came here to do. And if you aren't doing it, you are going to feel like you're behind. But don't feel the shame of being behind. Feel the energetics of what's trying to get your attention. And what will help me move towards that? So this is like coming back to your life, coming back into your lane. It's like, I'm back in my lane. Oh, you know what? I do have a book inside of me, and I wanted to write it, you know, when I was 25, and then I put it on a shelf. And now, you know, I'm however old you are, like 45 or something, wherever you are, you're like, that book, take that book back out. Maybe that book still wants to be born, right? You might feel behind. It doesn't mean that you are. You might feel be behind because you wanted it back then, but maybe there was more that had to happen to you. It's just kind of push you to do the things that you were meant to do. So I'm going to invite you to think about, like, when you're comparing, what are you comparing yourself to? when you're feeling like you're behind? What are you comparing yourself to? What do you think you should have by now that you don't have? And who taught you that? Where did that idea come from? Then ask yourself, do you still want that? Do you still want it even? Or are you still just chasing it because it's in front of you? And is there part of you that feels disappointed? That's okay. Is there a part of you that feels ready to actually do it because maybe it is something that you want to achieve? And then is there an honest, if you're feeling like embarrassed or shamed by it, like is there something hidden underneath that, right? Is there something hidden underneath that that can give you some insight? We're going on another break already. How does this happen? So friend, go get a glass of water and do what you got to do. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Okay, so let's do this. Okay, so you don't have to blow up your whole life, right? No drama llamas, no standing on the cliff going, not like declaring something dramatic, like some sweeping movie vista or something. And you're going to stop asking yourself, where should I be? Stop shoulding all over yourself. That's an old podcast way back when. But start asking yourself, like really honestly, where are you now? Take the should where I should be. And where are you now? You're going to stop. Well, we're going to work on this together. We're going to work on this together. Stop measuring our lives against someone else's milestones. And we're going to start listening for our own. Right? We're going to start listening for our own values and our own life trying to speak to us. So we're going to stop calling ourselves late. And we're going to recognize that we've been gathering wisdom. Right? We've been gathering capacity. Maybe I've been in a bouncy castle for the year because I needed time to rest. So it's a real thing. We're going to start recognizing that we've been gathering discernment and courage and our own truths. And we're going to start to stop treating like our path, our own path, like it's a problem. And we're going to start treating it like a conversation with ourselves. So maybe you're feeling behind because you've been carrying too much for everybody else and you haven't even been able to hear yours. Hear what your path was, hear your direction. Or maybe you've been feeling like you lost touch because you're trying to succeed in some life that isn't yours, wasn't meant to be yours. Or maybe you are feeling behind because you've been shifting and you don't have your footing yet. Maybe you're in the bouncy castle with me. Let's have a little jump around together, right? Woo, woo, where are we? I don't know. And maybe you've just been feeling like you've been doing it without any support, right? So sometimes the right path feels kind of lonely till you find the people who are on that path kind of going in the same direction. So the answer isn't hustle harder and catch up, right? The answer is get honest with where you are, what you value, what you're no longer willing to abandon, and what kind of life is actually feels like yours. Feels like yours. So think about, maybe try this. If you're a journaler, do this. Write down, I feel behind because. And just write it down. And maybe it's like, I'm not as successful as I thought I would have. I still don't know. I'm starting over. I've spent so much time. Right? There's all these things that we're have banging around in our brains. Put it on paper. This is something that I get a lot of my clients to do. Write it down and then look at it. Well, first write it down, put it away, then come back and look at it. Because something about getting it out of your head and into material form, and then you look at it and you think, what the hell? Why did I say that? Why do I do that to myself? So when you come back to look at it, have a thought like, does this still feel real? Does this feel real that I'm behind because X, 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 X? Or have I just been telling myself that? Is the thing that you're desiring, so you're feeling behind because you have a desire, right? A desire to be somewhere or have something. So is it actually, then ask yourself, is it actually your desire? Or did you inherit it? Is it something you truly want? Or do you think it's just something that'll make you look good? And what is that for? Why do you need to, who are you having to look successful for? You already are a success. You're just not a success compared to what you think you should be successful at. Ask yourself if there is there some grief in there for an old desire that maybe you don't have anymore. Because things have shifted and you're like, you can still be sad about it. So instead of saying that you're behind when you're talking to yourself or anyone, maybe say, I'm noticing where I have been measuring myself against someone else's path. Because that's what being behind is. Maybe think about, I am not late at life. Or I'm not late to a life that is mine, because you are where you are, right? How can I be late for my life? I was born, I'm here, pretty sure I arrived on time, pretty sure I'm just trucking along. If there is grief, you can honor what you wanted then and then choose what's actually what you want now, right? You can have a different thing. And you can say, I am not behind. I'm just becoming more honest with myself. You don't have to do all those answers questions. It's a choose your own adventure. Choose off the menu that works for you. So you're not behind because there's no universal timeline to become yourself. Who are you if you are not yourself? Right? Who are you if you're not yourself? Maybe you're just waking up to the fact that you have been using this comparison, that you have been kind of trying to force yourself into some idea of what success or worth or whatever looks like. Maybe you're in that bouncy castle with me in the in-between space. It can be a bit disconcerting, but if you have a laugh while you're there, and you're not behind, you're here, and here is the only place that you can make any impact. You can make any change. This is the only place that you can take an action in a direction. You are not late. You're not broken. You're not behind. You're just being invited back to your own life. And life is not a race that you are losing, it's just a relationship with yourself. Quickly, before Dana cuts me off with the music, if you want to have a conversation with me about this, go to heatherstewart.coach and click the talk to me button. You get 60 minutes with me, complimentary 60 minutes to talk about life and what you want out of your life, the alignment activation. I'll see you next.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.